This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York. Hurricanes Harvey and Irma, amid all the tragic destruction, have brought out the best in corporate America, with many companies rushing to help those in need. But while providing financial aid and other support can return a feeling of satisfaction to those helping others, in some cases, it could also return a tax break. And Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Saunders is here in the studio with us with details. So, Laura, many tax benefits are available to companies who want to assist their own workers recovering after natural disasters?
There absolutely are. And the experts we talked to said that companies are not always aware of the different ways that they can help. Some of these are complicated, like foundations and things and charities and things like that. But others are very, very simple.
Now, you outline a couple of categories of assistance in your Wall Street Journal mm-hmm. story. Some of them you say are actually very simple, one of them being direct assistance.
Yes. If an employer makes a payment to a worker to cover medical expenses, living expenses, personal expenses, transportation expenses, or even funeral costs after a disaster like Harvey or Irma, then the payment is deductible by the employer and it's not taxable to the employee.
Oh, interesting.
So, yeah, that's very important to know. I mean, it said there's a kind of a free ride, and you don't get that a lot in the tax code. Now, one of the important things to know is that it has to be in a qualified disaster area as defined by the tax code. So it's not just anytime something bad happens. There are other things for that. But this is for qualified disaster areas. Now the counties affected by Harvey and by Irma are both qualified disaster areas. So if you give direct aid, and we know of companies that were handing out $100 Visa cards, you know, prepaid Visa cards to people to help buy bleach and things like that, that's deductible by the company and it's not taxable to the employee.
Wow. I'm sure that a lot of employees and employers don't know that.
Well, and another company got prearranged emergency housing with Irma. And so people who had their houses made uninhabitable could move into that to keep doing their jobs or whatever. And the company is paying for it. And again, it's deductible to the company and it's not taxable to the employee.
So when the president declares a disaster area and it triggers federal aid, is that part of the characteristics
that's part of it. The IRS actually has to make an announcement about it, but that's about how it works. Yeah.
All right. We're speaking with the Wall Street Journal's Laura Saunders about tax benefits that may be available to companies that assist employees impacted by disasters such as Hurricanes Harvey and Irma. And you're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening, everyone. Now, Laura, for employees, they can donate time off days to those in need also. Can you explain how that works?
Well, this gets a little more complicated because you have to have a program in place to do it. And there are two kinds of donations. One is that often a lesser paid employee who does not have maybe cash to give to aid or something might have built up vacation time. They can take a day or more days and say, I forfeit this, I forego it. And then the employer takes the pay from that day and gives it to something like United Way or Salvation Army or something that's doing disaster relief in that area. Again, this has to happen because the IRS designates it and says it's allowed. And it has been allowed both for Irma and for Harvey, victims. But you have to have a kind of a program. So it involves a little bit of expert help.
So it's not an employee donating the monetary equivalent of days off to another employee in need. It goes to
no,
an organization?
No, this is where the money would go to an organization. Say, but the good part, there's no payroll taxes on it. So I give up a day of vacation or Mary gives up a day of vacation. She makes $300 a day, and it all goes straight to Salvation Army, say, for flood relief. And the employer gets a deduction, but the employee doesn't. But the employee may not be itemizing deductions on the return and wouldn't get the value of it anyway.
Wow. And employees can also share time off.
Yes, that is another kind of program, and that's very interesting. Say one person was hard hit and his fellow employees want to help him out and he's run through all his vacation time. They could give vacation days to him. Now, he would be taxed on it as income, but he would get the extra time off. And that's a program, too, that requires some expert help setting it up.
Okay. And in situations like Irma and Harvey, the rules governing 401ks and some retirement plans can be relaxed?
They are relaxed. If the IRS says so, and the IRS has said so in both of these cases. And the interesting part there is if you need access to cash, you can get it out much more easily. You could even, if you lived, say, in Seattle, but you had your mother lived was affected by Harvey, you could pull out money out of your plan to help her out. Now, the issue here, there are drawbacks because you have to pay the money back. And sometimes if it's a withdrawal, permanent withdrawal, you might owe a 10% penalty and things like that.
Oh, so the penalties might apply.
Yes. Yes. It's just that it's easier to do it.
Right. And companies, you mentioned foundations earlier. Mm-hmm. Companies can set up charities and foundations for impacted employees.
Well, they can set up charities and foundations, yes, that can do relief and other kinds of relief. Say if there was a terrible crime and somebody was a worker was a victim. But this is the most complicated thing. They require expert supervision to make sure that they don't violate nonprofit rules. And there are these rules that say you can't help too small a group with a nonprofit, you know, donations to a nonprofit. And that's to prevent abuse. And so this takes expert oversight.
So it's good to have it in your mind to help others, but you do need to enlist a professional to guide you through it.
Yes, but Exxon gave about $10 million to a foundation, you know, to help with relief. And another company we cited gave $1 million. So it can work quite well.
All right, terrific. Well, it's good that there's an avenue there for companies to do well, to do good for people and others that are being impacted. Mm-hmm. That's Laura Saunders in our studio discussing the tax benefits of assisting those impacted by Hurricanes Irma and Harvey. Laura, thank you so much for being with us.
And thank you.
And thank you all for listening to Your Money Matters. I'm J.R. Whalen at The Wall Street Journal.